I'm now joined by Councillor Andrew Keegan to talk about the consequences of increased green bin charges. Good morning to you, Andrew, and thanks very much for joining us.
No problem, John. Thanks for having me. Yeah,
most welcome. Waste company Panda, they've started to charge for a green recycling bin. It's going to be from the 19th of April next, and other waste companies are expected to follow suit. Panda have said the blame lies with China, as they have banned all imports of certain types of waste, including plastics, from all over the world. And householders will now have to pay 80 cents more per lift and just under 5 cents per kilo. Actually, it's not more per lift, they're not paying anything at the moment. So it's 80 cents per lift and just under 5 cents per kilo. And Panda say the average cost per customer will be around €21 per year. So Andrew, what's your view on all of this?
I suppose that there's a few things that you need to look at. First off, Panda and all these other companies, they all look like separate companies, but in effect they work as a cartel. So in reality, you can expect all the other companies to follow on with the charges on the green bins. I suppose the bin charges, the excuse for putting a charge on the green bin there's supposed to be no charge and there was encouraged recycling, but the excuse that China is blocking up the market for mixed plastic waste probably is a little bit spurious, but we've no way of finding out what the story is with that, because looking at the accounts and see if it's costing money causing it to make a loss by not charging, we can't see that because the companies aren't registered. You know what I mean? So, but they're unlimited private companies, so we can't find out on their records if they're making a loss and or if they desperately need to put a charge on. So, there's an element of unaccountability. And it's not quite clear, if these charges are necessary. I suppose from a public point of view, from their bottom line, they would see it as necessary to put a charge on. So I would dispute the fact that they need to be charged. But they're saying, you mentioned there in your piece there when you introduced the show, €21 they're saying is going to be an average. Now, things were averages. You know, you can probably see the charge going, but probably doubling that. With all the other companies, it's just basically a gouging by the private companies to charge for waste. But the secondary position on this is, where does the waste come from? The waste comes from supermarkets, products from that you buy in stores, general stores, electrical stores, and so forth. So the key thing really here, and the government has done nothing on this, they set up Wheatpack, and Wheatpack, as far as I'm concerned, is not really working. All the companies sign up for the recycling scheme, but if you go to, say, any Lidl's, Tesco's, any of the big dollar stores, any of the big, so don't leave any of them out, go to any of the shops and you go to buy your fruit and veg or any other produce, even bread for that matter, there's a massive amount of packaging. There could be three different types of packaging, for example, on apples, on vegetables, potatoes, you know what I mean? There's packaging on everything now. So when you take your shopping home, basically one shop for an average family, say, with three or four kids, one shop could fill your green bin. So the source of the waste is with the industries that are generating it. And the people paying for getting rid of that waste is the householder. So this is the kind of the imbalance the polluter pays. But the polluter is, like, to a certain extent, okay, if you buy a product with a lot of wrapping and stuff like that, and you have to pay for it to get the bin lifted, before you didn't have to, but now that they're saying you have to. But I don't want to get too long-winded on it, but if we deal with the waste, where it's coming from, the source, then we probably wouldn't have any need for green bins. Or you might just, if you do it properly, you might only have one, maybe two lifts a year, and people will say, okay, 40 or 50 quid over the year is not very much. So looking at the charge as far as Panda concerned and all the other companies, because they will charge, it's for profit. And you have to consider, all these companies are offshore, and as such, we can't see how much money they make. We don't even know whether they pay tax or not, and if they do, they'll pay very little. So the conditions are set in place now that we have massive dumping across the city, across the country, in fact, but as far as Dublin City is concerned, there's massive dumping all over the place, from the black bin where it's charged and that. So we'll see then dumping of people dumping the plastic, the recyclable waste, because you don't want to pay.
Just as you mentioned yourself, what if the government were to draw up a list of foodstuffs where plastic packaging is warranted? For example, due to hygiene or food safety concerns, and for all other foods, introduce a phased series of fines for manufacturers and retailers who do not transition away from plastics. Could this be an option?
I think you're right. There's something has to be done on where the waste is coming from, some of that sort. And today's, like Dennis Nocton is more or less the minister responsible for this sector, has more or less washed his hands of it. He hasn't announced how he's going to reduce waste. He hasn't announced how he's going to control charges. Because the only thing they've done is that they've changed the way people can be charged. You have a standing charge or pay by weight, or you can have a mix of various different regimes. But all he's done, or all the government has done, is mix the water. But I agree with you. If the companies were incentivized, or that if they didn't recycle or didn't reduce the amount of plastics on their products or the amount of waste coming out of their shops, then if they were fined, I'd say that would be a clear incentive. But the thing is that these companies have massive, powerful lobbying ability. And so any sort of incentive to penalise companies to reduce their waste just gets knocked on one side because they can lobby. But the folks in their houses who have the green bins, brown bins and black bins, they don't have that power. So it all just trickles down to who resists the least, and then that's the household who has to pay, you know. But you're right, it's correct. You can't just look at it as, you know, one company making profit out of bins, because when the bin campaign was going on in the 80s, we actually said to Dublin City Council, you can't privatise the bin service and expect to control what goes on. And we did predict that there was going to be massive fly tipping and dumping. And I should be honest with you, I didn't think it was going to be to the scale of what it is, because you go through some of the estates in Ballymun and Finglas and Coolock, and you see bins all over the place. It's horrendous. But the Dublin City Council management said to us, well, you know, dumping is dumping. We said, yeah, but the beginnings of it, we warned you that this was going to happen. Of course, this has happened. But there's no control over these waste companies and what they can charge and how much money they can make. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, yeah.
For me, that's a key issue. But you're right, it has to be looked it's okay for kind of, left wing councillors saying, oh yeah, they have to pay the tax, and they run themselves as a cartel, they're unaccountable, sort of that. That's all very well, and as far as I'm concerned, that's true. But there is other elements that were, policy put in, proper policy put in, where we can recycle or stop waste being produced, so we don't have to recycle it. So that all has to be taken into account. But as of yet, there's nothing coming from the Department of Environment, and this present government at the moment are just quite happy to let the market run roughshod over people. You know what I mean? That's where it's at. But the charge of 21, you're saying, like Panda are saying, is an average charge of 21 euros. You can guarantee that will be doubled. You know what I mean? And then all the other companies will follow suit, because they're all sitting together at the table. What are we going to charge? And Panda starting to charge for the green bin, it's just flying the flag to see if they get away with it. If they get away with it, you can be damn sure all the other, including Greyhound and all the rest of them are going to start charging, you know.
Many people are saying that some households may face higher increases of more than 100 euro per year.
Oh, yeah. Big time. Yeah. Big time.
Yeah. Sorry, Andrew, but what about if we were to introduce waste disposal units across Ireland, say 5 to 10 major retail, paid for and managed by each retailer, where consumers can dispose of their plastic waste? Could this be an alternative option?
I think so, yeah, because whoever generates the waste should pay for it. I think the companies, certainly the companies getting off scot-free, they just don't like their Tesco's, Dunstores and all their little, I shop in all these shops and I see the amount of plastic and waste that's produced in these shops. But if there was some sort of incentive, or there was some sort of way of just collecting all the plastic, because if you think about it, all this plastic is generated and then it's exported. But in reality, it is a resource. There has to be some way of reusing it and doing something with it. So until we actually recycle properly, separate all the various different plastics, you know, there's probably 100, 200 different types of plastic. Some are more useful than others. So we're not actually doing that, you know what I mean? There has to be a way of kind of, getting this organised, you know what I mean? But the biggest problem with separating and recycling any material, including plastics, is the cost of doing it. It can be very labour intensive, or you can invest in technology that will you get them a whole manual, tedious manual element out of it. But until we make that investment, and we're not making an investment, but until we do, I don't think we're going to get what the scenario you're talking about. Because it would make sense, wouldn't it, to have various different depots to recycle, rather than having one central element of it.
Absolutely, yeah.
But Johnny, the key thing is there's a profit in it for these companies to make money. And once there's a profit, then you've lost control of it. If you got rid of the profit motive and just say, look, kind of, you know, there's everyone has to benefit here, not just companies, because there's kind of the third element now is where you have the kind of waste to energy and incinerators being proposed. There's another one now being proposed in Cork, and that's another element where, you know, it's profit motive, where waste now is being seen as a commodity to produce energy. So, like, if you think about it, people have been charged to collect something that's now a commodity that has a value, but the people who are generating this waste, i.e. the households, aren't getting paid the value of what's in the bin. So there's no kickback to houses. So there's profit that can be made by these companies, but there's nothing going back to the households. Nobody's actually thinking in that particular loop either.
Yeah. Well, Panda have said that their green bin charges will be frozen for 5 years with no further increases during that period. However, on the other side of the coin, having gone to the trouble of recycling, surely households shouldn't have to pay for that. After all, it's all about preserving the environment. It kind of defeats its own purpose, doesn't it?
Well, precisely, yeah. That was the main incentive of the green bin. It was always said, you don't have to pay for your green bin because we want to encourage you to recycle. And it's really, really hard to get people to recycle, you know. And even the likes of, okay, the stuff that goes into the green bin is already fine, but even there's a system for electronic goods and stuff like that to be recycled. And you still see fridges and TVs and stuff dumped on the side of the road. Some roads, obviously quieter roads. But it's very, very hard to get people to recycle. So what are we doing? We're putting a charge on the green bins now to disincentivize people from charging, you know.
Yes, I understand. Well, the China problem not only affects Ireland, but also the rest of the world. I mean, lack of recycling facilities now appears to be a major problem globally. We've got reports from other countries suggesting some operators are considering to cease collections because they can't process the materials collected, while others are storing materials in large warehouses because they can't find markets for it. And we also found out that in the UK and Australia, recycles are being sent to landfills or they're being incinerated. So it appears to be a major global problem, doesn't it?
Well, yeah. See, there's one problem with kind of the way waste is collected domestically, you know, and it's contamination. You can have, like, we had about 100 or so, I think it was 110 containers there recently that had to be sent back from Holland because they were contaminated. There was about 140 containers that were checked in Holland, and the waste was to be kind of plastic and stuff like that, but it was contaminated with all sorts. And the first thing then, the first reaction by companies that collect all these bins was that they were going to penalise any bins that were contaminated. So there's kind of old folks and stuff like that getting billed for 200 euro fines because their bins were contaminated. But they were contaminated with nappies and stuff like that. This is a pensioner. I said, well, I don't have any children. My grandchildren are you know, adults, so we don't have any nappies. So what's happening is other people are walking down the street contaminating other bins. I suppose just all different scenarios, but that's just one kind of like scenario that was happening, you know. But certainly it's difficult. Plastics is very, very difficult because there's all different types and they all don't kind of marry in together. If you think of it, they're all stem from carbon fuels, from petrol, but you can't merge them all. And some of them really, if you take some plastics, they make benches out of them because you can't make any other useful products out of it. Rubber, something similar as well. You can't do anything with it except put it into roads. So yeah, there's an issue with the actual product itself trying to deal with it. And of course, the other thing down as far as dealing with plastic is put them into incinerators because it's petrol and burn it. But then of course you have the problem of toxins and stuff like that, and that has to be controlled and regulated. So there's no easy solution. And I suppose you just get back to the first thing we were talking about was that trying not to generate the waste in the first place, you know.
Yes, I see where you're coming from. What about the government-led initiatives providing advice on how to reduce, reuse and recycle waste? Has this had any you know, positive impact on the issue?
Repack are kind of involved in that with companies and stuff. I'd like to say yes, but on the ground, from, like, let's say, going into retail and stuff like that, I don't see it. I'm not too sure, you know, they buy into whatever Repack or get them to do or help them to do. I'm sure there's a lot of companies that reduce waste, because less waste you have, you can increase your bottom line and the company becomes more sustainable. But, you know, being honest with you, from what I see just on the ground, I'm not too sure what the effect. I might have some use for companies, but on the ground, I can still see the products on the shelf with loads of plastic. You know, you can have three different plastics on one particular product, you know, and then there'll be some foil mixed in with that. And that's the sort of contamination that's coming from manufacturing. You know, like you'll have, just say, take the coffee capsules, you know, they're plastic, they have coffee in them, and they have a foil top in it. So you have three elements of material that should be recycled, but can't be recycled because they're all in one piece. You know what I mean? So that's just one example of what's coming out of manufacturing. It's not helping to recycle, or it's not helping the environment. You know, the process is just, you know, they're not taking into account what happens at the end. You know what I mean? Because it really, what happens at the end of production process is that a person buys the product, but they have to pay for the waste. So if it doesn't impact on the bottom line and their profit as far as the waste is concerned, but they don't consider it. So something has to be done on that end, you know. But household, manufacturing, companies, you know, retail, everything has to be, you know, has to be considered. But as far as manufacturing is concerned, I don't think there's any incentive to do things properly, so that products that come out of companies, out of say different factories, no matter where they are in the world, can be recycled, because you can see it, you can't, you know.
Right, okay. Actually, it's been reported that Citibin are adding €1.90 a month to their service charge to cover recycling costs from April. So that's interesting as well, isn't it?
Yeah. But that's another charge. You see, they're looking at the bottom line and how they can do it. You get a bit of a scalp on and make more profit. And we don't know how much money they're making money. That they exist, this company exists, so they're obviously making money. So these companies are kind of, you know, growth-driven, profit-driven. So the only thing they want to do is increase their bottom line. So they will look at something and say, well, look, we just increase the charge and see what happens. If we get away with it, then once the charge is in, they'll double it, they'll triple it, and before you know it, then, you know, the profit margin on the bottom line has increased. Like, probably go on and sound like a broken record on this one, but in reality, we don't know how much money they're making. We don't know if there is a real valid reason for the company to be sustainable to make these charges the records. So as far as I'm concerned, it's a bit too opaque to say, oh, they need to charge, because, well, if you want to make money, if you're a taxi driver and you can charge 50 or 60 euros, you would, but we know how much the rates are for taxi drivers, so they charge what we're meant to be charged. But as far as collecting bins and their charges, we don't know. So to me, that's a huge issue, you know. And Dublin City Council, you know, the management, you know, are not too concerned how things are charged or how the industry pans out, because as far as they're concerned, they wash their hands of it, and really it was privatised. So when you have a privatised utility, you know, whether it be, you know, water, electricity, gas, all bin charges, you know, the prices will only go up and continue to go up, and at the end of the day, it's the punter who pays. And we have always said that, you know, bin charges, water charges, like utilities, should be paid through your general taxation. And that's not going to happen tomorrow, but I firmly believe that's the way it has to happen, because it takes away the profit and sense, and we know what we pay in the tax, we get a service for it, you know.
Okay, Andrew, thank you very much for joining us. All very interesting. Thanks for taking the time.
I think there's more to talking, but anyway, there is.
Yeah, we'll talk again on another topic, and have a lovely Easter, by the way. Happy Easter.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, Andrew. Okay, all the best. Take care. And thanks again.
Bye-bye.
Now, that was Andrew Keegan, Councillor Andrew Keegan from People Before Profit, talking about the call for new measures to be introduced following increased bin charges.